AM 1310. Well, guess who I have on the line with us today? Let's see. He's a Dove and Stellar Award nominated recording artist. He has a 5-octave range. He blessed us with songs like I Need Your Glory, which spent 9 weeks at number one on Billboard's Hot Gospel Songs charts, and it earned special recognition from BMI as one of the most played gospel songs of that year. Also, he gave us the number one song, Rain on Us, and he also gave us The Great I Am, which, by the way, is my son's favorite song. He's also the newly appointed worship pastor at the Lighthouse Church in Houston, Texas. Help me, wherever you are, to give it up for Mr. Ernest Pugh.
What's up, everybody?
How you doing?
How you doing, Donna?
I'm doing great. Thank you. So glad to be talking to you. You know Indy loves us some Ernest Pugh now.
And the feeling is mutual. I love me some Indy now.
All right. We are so excited about you being here at this year's Women's Empowerment Series on April 26th. And you're not a stranger to Women's Empowerment. You've been here a few years back, right, for that?
I have. I think this is my third one that I've actually got a chance. And it blows my mind that many women are up that early in the morning. You know, Jesus don't get up to 9. But for them to be up this early, I mean, shout out to the women.
Come on. That's right. Because we come out for some good empowerment, some good praise and worship now. It's worth
it.
Yeah.
Yes,
it is.
And we got it for you, too. I'm coming. My boy James Fortune, you know, he got that hot number one record that just came out. And, of course, Lamar Campbell. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves Lamar Campbell. Lamar has the most requested song in my set. They'd be like, can you do I Love You, Jesus? I'm like, that's Lamar Campbell.
Amen.
But I'm so happy to share the stage with those brothers coming up April 26th. It is going to be life-changing.
Yes, it is. And I know you guys are going to bring the house down. Now, let's talk about the importance of being empowered and renewed, because that's what this is all about, you know, being empowered. Talk to the ladies on why they should come to Women's Empowerment.
Well, you know, Solomon said it. He said, above all things, Solomon could have asked for a bigger house, more cattle, more land. Mm-hmm. But above everything, he asked to be empowered with the wisdom of God. Mm-hmm. And so there's something about a Proverbs 31 woman. The Bible says she builds her house. She gets well. She knows how to do like the ant, mm-hmm. to gather things up in the fall and in the spring to take care of her family. Mm-hmm. So I believe that as the women come together with an anticipation and an expectancy, that God is going to manifest what they need to be better mothers, what they need to be better wives, what they need to be as better school teachers, mm-hmm. just better Christians, just a better person in general.
Yes.
And so I think it's going to be everything that you need, women. It's going to be in the house. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Don't wait on nobody. Call a neighbor, call a friend, call your enemy, and let them know that we're going to hear from heaven on the 26th. It's going to get them set on course to tap into their destiny.
Amen. And I'm telling you, we had a rough winter. It snowed today. I mean, it's been a rough, so we are ready to be motivated. I'm telling you, people have just been in like this winter slump. And so we are just excited to just come together, women coming together and be empowered and just get the spring going.
Tell them I said, put those winter coats down and get ready to get your praise on, because it's going to get heated up in there.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Now, you know, you just did a remake of a song, You Are So Beautiful. Talk to us about that. What inspired you to remake that?
Well, I don't know if a lot of people realize it, but when Billy Preston then wrote that song, mm-hmm. He was actually, those lyrics are written to his mother.
Oh, wow.
And and see, it took a whole different, interesting kind of turn and started being sang at weddings and to couples and everything. But he was talking about the beauty of his mother. So I lost my mother in 2006, and I always like to do things to tribute to her.
Yeah.
And so leading up to Mother's Day and also with the whole thing with Valentine's, I said, well, I'm going to kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
I'm a tribute to my mom for Valentine's, and then I'm gonna carry it all the way over to Mother's Day.
Wonderful.
And sing this wonderful song to mothers, because, you know, there's nothing like a mother's love. So
that's
what I did it to tribute to her.
Oh, and that's so fitting. It fits right in with our women's empowerment. And we're going
to
put that video up on our website, praiseindy.com, so people can hear that. That's awesome. When I heard
that was great. I'm going to tap into it a little bit, too, if I have enough time there with the women, just to let you know, not only your outward beauty, but your inward beauty, personality, and just your beautiful spirit is what is just, I mean, it's contagious. And so that's what we want. You know, normally when a bunch of women get together,
mm-hmm.
you expect it to be messy. But listen, when God is in the midst, God's going to be speaking and moving in the lives of people. So
That's right. That is so true. Thank you so much for that song. It's beautiful. You got any other projects you want to talk to us about? Anything else? What's Ernest P. working on?
Yeah, I got a Rance Allen and I teamed up and did a duet called I Can Do All Things Through Christ.
Ooh.
And we're on, and we're going to send that to y'all too.
Okay.
And we're on a tour right now, doing a radio tour to kind of just reach the world with that whole piece, because the enemy works overtime to break people's self-esteem down and tell them what they can't do. But Philippians 4:13 says that you can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
So we did a song called All Things to Christ, and that's what's happening right now. So I'm going to share a little bit of that, too, if I can get to it.
Good, good. We would love that. Love that. Well, it is so, so good to hear from you, and we cannot wait until Saturday, April
26th. I'm packing now, baby. I'm ready. I'm already packed.
You already packed. Look at you. That's what I'm talking about. He's going to be here for the 2014 Women's Empowerment Series at the newly renovated Indiana State Fairgrounds Coliseum and Arena. You guys are going to be the first group, musical group, to be performing in this newly renovated Coliseum.
Historical.
Historical now.
Groundbreaking.
Yes. So this is awesome. Again, it's Saturday, April 26th. We're going to have an awesome time. Make sure, ladies, you get your tickets right now. Get them right now. You can go to praiseindy.com. You can go to ticketmaster.com. And you can call the number 800-745-3000. Whatever you do, get your tickets now, because you don't want to miss this.
That's right.
It's going to be a great time. Ernest, we're looking forward to it. I can't wait to see you. We're going to have a good time.
Absolutely.
All right.
Appreciate
Thank you.
Love.
Thank you. All right now.